Hello and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. Come with me on a journey of self-exploration, overcoming obstacles, and learning to believe in yourself. I'm your host, Joe Parker. Join me and my beautiful wife, Kimberly, as we explore what it takes to achieve our dreams, overcome our fears and doubts, and have some fun along the way. It's sure to be a roller coaster ride, and we are happy to share it with you. Now stay tuned for an exciting episode of the Program Your Life podcast. Well, hello, and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. This is episode number 14, and I'm Joe Parker, one of your hosts, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Kimberly.
Hello. Is it really 14 episodes?
14 episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing stuff.
Wow. And how long?
We've been doing it now for 3 months, I believe. I don't remember exactly when we started, quite truthfully.
Actually, I thought we'd been doing it for 30 years.
Well, not podcasts, anyways.
You know what, though? We have known each other for 30 years.
That's true.
And we're coming up on celebrating 24 years of marriage in September. Absolutely. And, you know, we've grown up together. I'm really proud of that. I met you when I was 18 and you were 20, and we're still going strong.
Yes, we are.
We are going strong. I mean, in love and happy and, you know, supporting one another in our dreams and goals and proud of our sons, our great, handsome, thriving sons. So it's wonderful. It's been a great ride. And I'm especially thrilled and excited about the last couple of years, because in the last couple of years, you and I have really committed to our own personal growth and development in ourselves. And because of that, I think we're in a much better position to support each other and what it is that we want. And going to fun workshops with you, like the one we just went to yesterday.
Yeah, and speaking of fun workshops, that's kind of the theme of the show today. The theme of the show is we're going to talk about a workshop we went to over the weekend, over Father's Day weekend. We went up to Vancouver, British Columbia, and we went to a workshop by Andy Dooley. And if, for those people who don't know who Andy Dooley is, you might be more familiar with Mike Dooley. Mike Dooley is the Thoughts Become Things guy, and he was featured in The Secret along with Bob Proctor, the movie. So, but anyway, we got some information on the workshop. We had some friends up in Vancouver. We decided to go up, make a whirlwind trip out of it. We went and had a great time. We saw our good friend Fiorella, and she had us over.
And she decided to go to the workshop with us. So it was something we did the following day. And, you know, we saw Mike, Andy's older brother, last fall, and he did a great presentation. And I just knew that Andy would be awesome, too. And he was. He did a great workshop, full of energy. And it was so much fun to see these two brothers, very different styles, different delivery, different content, and so supportive of one another. Because they were in business together in the t-shirt business before they both went off to be speakers. And now they're off doing their own speaking presentations. And they also come together and do things. They do things together, retreats and trips and things like that. So it was just fun to see how different his style is.
Isn't it? It's funny. He looks almost identical to Mike. Andy does. The contrast is rather striking. If you've ever seen Mike Dooley, he's a suit and tie kind of guy. I mean, he was the accountant when they were doing the t-shirt business. And then Andy
is the artist.
Was the artist, and he did the artwork. So he's the artsy one. He had on multicolored shirt. He had the jeans and the shoes. I mean, he just had this funky look about him. He was just really kind of happy, very personable, very approachable.
And I love his look. He's very edgy, and he's hip, and he's fresh, and he is humble. True. So humble. And he just connects with his audience so well. And tells some personal stories about his journey, struggles, how he's overcome, and giving you the tools to do the same. Because we all do get stuck sometimes. It's good to have different tools of how to get unstuck.
Yeah, he talked about how many workshops and conferences that he'd been to. And the funny thing is that he started telling personal development jokes.
Oh, that was fun.
Jokes that you would probably only get if you'd ever been to one or two personal development
seminars. Right. Yes, and he's funny. He really is funny and entertaining. And that was something that I haven't experienced. I've seen a lot of workshops and presenters and things like that. All good, all with their own personal style. And I love that. I love watching people just be themselves and shine at what they're good at. And he is a comedian. So he was...
He tells good stories,
Great storyteller. And he's got a background in storytelling and theater improvisation. And he was also doing different character voices and did a couple of vignettes that were hilarious.
That's true.
So entertaining. And so the first... I would say good 20 minutes. You're laughing a lot. It's funny jokes. And, he's humorous throughout. However, he also gets to the heart of the matter too, and is able to really connect with his audience and support them in their growth and helping them get what they want.
His workshop was called Vibration Activation, which was a funny title. And if you really think about what a lot of personal development people that talk about, they talk about vibration, that we're energy, we're vibrating energy, and in order to get what you want, you know, you need to raise your vibration, get your vibration in the right place. So that's, I believe, what he was talking about when he talked about vibration activation. And it was a one-day workshop. I mean, one of the things he talked about was focus. And he said that most people... have a very lousy focus.
Lousy and lazy focus.
Right. And then, so it's lazy in the way that you're easily distracted by things that keep you off focus. And we've talked about that before. Actually, our last podcast, we talked about distractions. So we're lazy in that we're easily distracted. And the other one about lousy focus was about the fact that we focus on negative things.
On the problem.
We focus on the problem.
Instead of focusing on the solution.
He talks about different trains of thought. You know, he calls one train the bitch train, and that's the complainer's train where you're always bitching and moaning about everything and that's going wrong and how we all get there. And then he calls the other one the bliss train, and that's the one where you're focused on what you want. You're talking about what's possible. You are
living in the moment and going with the flow. Of life.
Right.
Going with the flow and looking at problems as opportunities for growth and learning and not disasters to complain about. Your life is the sum total of what you focus on. So if you're focusing on your strengths and you're focusing on the solutions and you're focusing on all the good things in your life, you're just going to be happier.
Right. And that's, I believe, one of the things that we've been able to actually get and harness over the last couple of years is being able to focus on what we want. And that's helped us move towards it. And we're not so focused on, you know, what we don't want. I think his workshop was right on, and he had some steps that he would have people use to switch to get out of that negative train of thought and to get over to the positive train of thought. And he had some fun exercises. He'd get people up on stage and get them to switch basically in front of the class.
Yeah, I like that because he gives you an opportunity to practice. And I think that's important as opposed to sitting and taking notes, to get up and actually do it and practice, because that helps you retain the information by doing. So, you know, activities, movement, that kind of thing. So that when you get home, you have practiced and you remember how to do this stop, cancel, clear is step one. And that's how you get rid of the fear that comes at you and remember that all is well and love is surrounding you, and to get off of that negative thinking and back into thinking positively and back in your power.
Right. Actually, it was a very interactive workshop. We were up and down constantly, right? We were doing all kinds of cool activities. And actually, one of the ones that I liked the best was the one where, and he pairs you up with people. So you kind of have a buddy through the program. We don't want to give everything away here, but we want to say a few highlights. And there was this one exercise that Kimberly and I did where we were getting into focusing on what we wanted and pretending that we'd made it, pretending that our goals were met, we had reached the summit, we were wildly successful, so we were just talking about it, and you were making stuff up. I mean, I was saying, yeah, the radio program, I have thousands of listeners, and it's been picked up, you know, syndication, and I'm getting calls from all of these shows, and they want to be on TV, and I'm going to be on Ellen, and I've got radio interviews all day long. And Kimberly's like, yeah, of course, that's what we're doing.
That's right.
And she was just, yeah, that's right, you're doing all this stuff. And so we do this for like a minute or two, and by the end of it, I am so pumped up.
Yeah, right.
I am just flying. And the vibration that I'm feeling at that time is just incredible. I am just walking on air.
And that's what we were focusing on, and that's the feeling that we produced. Mm-hmm. He talks a lot about focus equals feeling. So we're focused on that positive, and positive thoughts have strong magnetic power to bring that into your life. And the universe makes no deliveries to the bitch train. So when you are on the bliss train, and you are talking and thinking positively, you open yourself up for things to be delivered to you and come to you.
That's right. Yeah.
That was a fun exercise, and I was energized and excited.
So tell about when you were doing it. What were you talking about? When you were talking about your play and you were getting all amped up.
Oh, I was talking about how people were calling me and wanting to produce my show, and all I had to do was show up and perform, and there was a book offer, and, you know, talk shows wanted me, and the money was just flowing in, and I was able to bring people, friends, family, into different cities wherever I was to spend the week with me, to see my show, bring a friend. I was never lonely. One of my beliefs is if I get out and start touring, I'm going to be lonely and just go from hotel to hotel and just be alone. And I don't want that. And I don't want anything to stop me. I don't want that belief to stop me. So I want to know that I'm making so much money and I'm just inviting people to come along for the ride.
That's right. She's bringing me along.
I am not alone. I am not alone. My friends come, my family, I'm always around friends and family, and we're all staying together, you know, at a hotel, at a bed and breakfast. We get to tour around the city and see new places, and it's fun. And I'm surrounded by friends and family.
That's right. You're seeing it the way you want it to be, and getting excited about making it happen and feeling those feelings. And that was one of the coolest things, is that he got us into that state of feeling it.
And we practiced it and practiced it and practiced it. So that helps you remember when you get home how to do it. The other thing he talks about in step two is the transition story, which was new information to me. I know I have an old story of how things were and old programs and that sometimes take over and get stuck in. And I know about a new story of where I want to be and how things are different. And what I didn't know about that is very new for me that he introduced is a transition story. What do you do in the meantime in between the old story and the new story? Because sometimes it's difficult to believe the new story if you haven't experienced that yet. Your brain automatically goes, no, that's not there yet. So he talks about making up a transition story for yourself and saying to yourself, I'm now beginning to accomplish more. I'm becoming more confident. And I am allowing positive energy into my life so that you're transitioning from the old to the new. And in that place, you really can believe that, because that really is happening. Those are experiences that your brain can say, yes, that is happening. I believe in that. And that empowers you even more, you know, in the transition to becoming that place where you say, I am confident. I am positive. I am creative. I am flexible. I am focused, which sometimes people have a difficult time believing that in the interim because they don't feel like they're there yet. So that was powerful for me. That piece, the transition story, is something that I can really use.
Right. That is the important part of when you're doing your I am, your affirmations, and if it's not believable. And actually, there were a couple of examples where he would take somebody up on stage and he would start feeding them I ams, and he would have them repeat the I ams, and he would every once in a while he'd hit one and they would just go and you could just see their face turn and twist and they go they just weren't buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like oh, and then he would go okay, well I'm becoming this way. And they I'm could, beginning.
They could get on board
and
with
then
that.
Suddenly they were like, oh yeah,
I am. Yeah. I am becoming that.
Right.
Yeah, I am beginning to that. That's something they could buy into and believe in, and that's mm-hmm. the transition you need, the next step to help you get into that new story that you do believe that right. becomes your reality.
And one of the things I liked is he said that the order of things is that we feel the feeling of being at a place or accomplishing a goal, and then it manifests. So the feeling comes before the manifestation. And that was really important, that you get to that feeling place of, I am this person. I feel like I am that person. I feel like I've accomplished that goal. And then that gets the manifestation going. And he told a really great story about that, which I'm not going to share. And that's really important because so many of us, including myself, have believed that I'll feel it when I get there. That, you know, I'm not going to be happy until this, or, I'll feel really good when that. And that's not the way it works. It works that you feel it first. Get into that feeling place, and then it comes. He even talked about his brother Mike. When he writes his notes from the universe, one of the ways he does it is that he gets into this feeling place where it's like, I just wrote the best note from the universe. I feel so good about this note I just wrote. Everybody's going to love it. They're going to be really fired up. And he gets into that feeling place, and then he writes the note.
Mm-hmm. You talked about you must enjoy the meantime. And in the meantime, as you're waiting to get to that place of what it is you want to manifest, that you are really appreciating your life now. And in the meantime, you are moving forward. And in the meantime, you are appreciating your life, and your life is good. And that's about gratitude, about appreciating what we have now. Because we all have a lot of wonderful things in our lives. And to appreciate that now and be grateful for what we have now, you know, makes us now really lovely, and loving your life and trusting that you will manifest that which you want.
Well, I think the key to that was it puts us in a place of gratitude. And if when we appreciate what we've got now, when we focus on what we've got now, it puts us in that place of appreciation so that when the things that we want manifest, you know, we're already feeling the gratitude. We're in that place of gratitude. So that's a really important stuff is really get to that feeling place. Because he said that focus equals feeling. That was one of his key things, is that you really have to make sure that your focus is good and that it gets you to that feeling place. Mm-hmm. And that is what starts the manifestation.
Right.
And he said that, you know, if you can focus on something and feel it for, 68 seconds?
Yeah.
68 seconds, that begins the manifestation process, which is really exciting. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I want it to be true. And it really felt good when I was there for well over a minute and focused on that. And that feeling lasted.
You know what? Feeling first, manifestation second. And it is so true, because if you can't feel it, you can't have it. We know that. We know that, because then you don't believe it. It's not possible. And we know that what you think you create in your mm-hmm. life. We know that thoughts become things. And what's that feeling you're really after?
Right.
What is it?
Yeah, we can't have what
do you
can't
want?
Feel.
What is it that you want?
If you can't feel it, you can't have it. Mm-hmm. So that was a great seminar. Wasn't mm-hmm. it great?
Yeah.
I would highly recommend Andy Dooley's seminar to anybody who is interested in getting excited about your life. And he gives you a chance to focus on some goals as well and get excited about them.
He has a workbook that you work through the whole day of the class, and you fill in blanks and you fill in your own thoughts and notes, and you're taking action through this whole workshop so that you can continue to take action when you get home. And that's really powerful. I love that. It's not just sitting and taking notes. It's getting up, it's working with other people, it's practicing, it's taking action, it's writing down in your workbook. And there's a lot we haven't told you about the workshop. He gives towards the end how to crush your fears and stop procrastination. And we don't want to give away everything, because you want to go in and see for yourself.
You want to take his workshop because it's a good workshop.
Yeah, it really is. And he is dynamic and enthusiastic. And I loved how he sit around afterwards and took pictures with people. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Honestly, the guy is really humble and down to earth. Mm-hmm. And he loves what he does. That is so clear. Yeah. And we got a picture with him and Fiorella. And we'll have to put it on the website, and
we will. We'll use it for the photo for the podcast this time around, because it's a great photo and it was fun. I think it was such a great thing for us to do these workshops. It's such a great tune-up. It keeps
gets you excited and inspired. And I was that was yesterday, and this morning I woke up so excited.
Right, exactly. And I've already gone out and taken action on several
things. I have too.
We were talking about it before the podcast about all the things that we'd kind of gone out and done. It's recharged our batteries and cleaned out some of the resistance that comes up. And I'm ready to move forward. And I got Andy Dooley to thank for it.
Yes, thank you, Andy. And just to end, we encourage you to look up the Vibration Activation Workshop at www.andydooley.com. And with that, we'll sign off. This is Program Your Life. I'm Kimberly Parker.
And I'm Joe Parker, and thank you for listening to the Program Your Life podcast. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were so happy to be able to share this episode of the Program Your Life podcast with you. Make sure to check us out at programyourlife.org. You can always find our podcasts there. We're also going to have the podcasts on iTunes, in the iTunes store under podcasts, and then there'll be some on our YouTube channel. So look for us online, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much to the Program Your Life podcast. Until next time, this is Joe Parker signing off. Bye-bye.